Pull the panel out of almost any 1970-something single, and you'll find a row of round holes, 3 1/8 inches across. Behind each one, a spinning mass of metal that has been gyrating away since before most of us had a license. The attitude indicator, the heading indicator, the old vacuum-driven gauges that defined what a cockpit looked like for half a century. Now imagine pulling one of those gyros out and sliding a full-color glass display into the exact same hole. No new cutouts, no reskinning the panel, same screws. That's the idea I want to break down today. I'm Vector, and this is Clear Direct on Radio Hangar. Let's talk about the Garmin GI-275 and the strange, clever engineering problem of putting a modern flight display inside a 50-year-old instrument footprint. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones: first solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI. The whole journey in a coin you can actually hold, beautifully made, built to last. AviationSoul.com. So let's break this down. What is the GI-275 really? On the surface, it's a small round electronic flight instrument. The screen is a circle, about 3 inches of usable glass, and the whole unit is designed to drop into the standard 3 1/8 inch instrument hole that's been the aviation industry standard since the 1940s. That number matters. The entire general aviation fleet, hundreds of thousands of airframes, was built around that one dimension. Garmin didn't fight that standard, they embraced it. The GI-275 is shaped, quite deliberately, like the gauge it's replacing. But here's what most people miss. It's not one instrument, it's a chameleon. Configure it one way, and it's your primary attitude indicator, your artificial horizon rendered in glass, with airspeed and altitude tapes right there on the same screen if you want them. Configure it another way, and it becomes a horizontal situation indicator, an HSI showing your course, your bearing, your nav needles. Configure it a third way, and it's an engine information system showing your manifold pressure, your fuel flow, your cylinder head temperatures, the same hardware. Different software loads, different job. That flexibility is the whole point, and it's where the engineering gets interesting. Think about what's packed into that little can behind the panel. The old gauge it replaces was, mechanically, a marvel of its era, but it did exactly one thing. The GI-275 has to be a flight computer. It has solid-state sensors, accelerometers, gyroscopes, magnetometers, the same family of micro-electromechanical sensors that stabilize a drone or read the tilt of your phone, but ruggedized and calibrated to aviation standards. It has a processor, it has a touchscreen, and critically, it has its own battery. Let me sit on that battery for a second, because it tells you a lot about the design philosophy. The classic failure mode in an old airplane is the vacuum pump. That pump spins your gyros. When it dies, and they do die, often without warning, your attitude indicator slowly tumbles and lies to you. Pilots have flown perfectly good airplanes into the ground chasing a gyro that was quietly failing. It's one of the oldest killers in instrument flying. The GI-275 doesn't need vacuum, it's all electronic. But electronic means it needs electrical power, and electrical power can fail too. Alternator quits. Master switch problem. You're now flying on whatever's left. So Garmin built a lithium-ion backup battery right into the unit. When the airplane's power goes away, the attitude display keeps running. Garmin rates it for at least 60 minutes of backup operation. An hour of truthful attitude information when everything else on the panel is going dark. Here's the data point that I think is the real story. That backup battery means a GI-275 installed as your primary attitude indicator can, in many installations, eliminate the requirement for a separate standby attitude instrument. The backup is built in. One box does the job that used to take two. The data tells an interesting story when you look at the certification path, too. Garmin certified this thing under what's called an Approved Model List Supplemental Type Certificate. Stay with me, because this is the unglamorous part that actually decides whether a product changes the fleet or just sits in a brochure. A Supplemental Type Certificate, an STC, is the Federal Aviation Administration's approval to modify a certified airplane. Normally, you'd need a separate approval for every single model of airplane. That's slow, that's expensive, and it's why a lot of great avionics never make it into older airframes. The economics just don't work. An Approved Model List STC flips that. Garmin went and got a single certificate that lists hundreds and hundreds of eligible airplane models. Cessnas, Pipers, Beechcraft, Moonies, the whole backbone of the fleet. If your airplane is on the list, your mechanic can install it under that existing approval. No new paperwork battle with the FAA? That's not a sexy engineering achievement, but it's arguably the most important decision Garmin made. It's the difference between a product for the few and a product for the many. Now let's talk about who this is actually for and where it fits, because this is a product review, and I promised you the honest version. Picture the owner of a 1978 Cessna 172 or a Piper Cherokee. Solid airplane, good bones, but the panel is original. Vacuum system, spinning gyros, maybe one of those failing every few years at a few thousand dollars a pop to overhaul. That owner is looking at the modern world. They see the full glass panels, the big primary flight displays, and they love the idea, but a full glass retrofit. Ripping out the whole panel and putting in a big integrated flight display system can run $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 and up once you add the autopilot and the installation labor. For an airplane that might be worth $80,000 on a good day, that math is brutal. The GI-275 lives in that gap. You can start small, replace just the attitude indicator, one gauge, one box, electronic with the backup battery. No more vacuum dependence on that instrument. Then, when the budget recovers, replace the heading indicator with another one configured as an HSI. Build your glass cockpit one round hole at a time. That's the pitch. Modular, incremental. You eat the elephant one bite at a time instead of writing one terrifying check. Here's what most people miss about that modular approach. Though it pairs with the rest of the Garmin ecosystem in a way that's genuinely powerful. The GI-275 talks to Garmin navigators, the GPS units like the GTN series. It talks to their autopilots, the GFC-500. It can display traffic, it can display terrain, it can show you weather coming in over automatic dependent surveillance, broadcast, ADS-B, the position reporting system the whole country switched to. So that one little round display isn't an island, it's a node in a network, add pieces and the capability compounds. But, and there's always a but, because I don't do hype without caveats on this show. Let's talk honestly about the cost. The GI-275 is cheaper than a full glass panel. It is not cheap. A single unit, depending on configuration and the sensors it needs, runs in the neighborhood of $4,000 to $7,000 for the hardware. And that's before installation. Some configurations need an external magnetometer, an air data computer, an engine sensor package, and every one of those adds dollars and adds labor hours. Build out a two-display setup with an HSI and all the trimmings, and you can find yourself $15,000, $20,000 deep without much trouble. Yes, that's a fraction of a full panel. It's still real money against the value of an older airplane. Go in with clear eyes. Second caveat, the touchscreen. The GI-275 is primarily operated by touch, with a small concession knob on the corner. Now, touchscreens in airplanes are a genuine engineering debate, and I want to be fair to both sides. In smooth air, on the ground, setting things up, the touch interface is clean and modern and intuitive. In moderate turbulence, trying to land your finger precisely on a 3-inch screen while the airplane bucks. It's harder, your hand is a moving mass on a vibrating platform. This is a real human factors trade-off, and reasonable pilots disagree about it. Garmin put a knob there for a reason. Some folks love the touch. Some wish there were more buttons. Try before you buy if you possibly can. Third, this is still surgery on your airplane. An approved model list STC makes it legal and far easier, but somebody still has to pull your panel, run the wiring, integrate the sensors, and do the calibration and the post-installation checks. The quality of that installation matters enormously. A great avionics shop gives you a clean, reliable system. A rushed one gives you years of intermittent gremlins. The box is excellent. The install is where projects go right or wrong. And one more honest note, the kind I think this audience deserves. Going all electronic changes your failure thinking. The old vacuum system had a known ugly failure mode, but it failed independently of your electrical system. When you go to electronic attitude with a battery backup, you've traded one set of failure modes for another. The backup battery is a consumable. It ages. It has to be tested on a schedule and eventually replaced. This isn't a flaw, it's just the new reality. Modern systems don't eliminate maintenance. They relocate it, understand your new single points of failure as well as you understood the old ones. So let me zoom out, because that's really the job of this segment. What does the GI-275 tell us about where the industry is going? Here's the through line. For decades, the great divide in general aviation was between the haves and the have-nots. The new airplanes rolled out of the factory with beautiful integrated glass. The existing fleet, the hundreds of thousands of older airframes that most of us actually fly, were frozen in the analog age because retrofitting them was economically impossible. The technology existed, the path to legally and affordably installing it did not. What companies like Garmin figured out, and Avidyne and Dynon and others working this same problem, is that the real innovation isn't only the sensor or the screen. The MEMS accelerometer in that display is, frankly, not exotic technology anymore. The innovation is the packaging and the paperwork. Make it fit the hole that's already there. Make it legal across hundreds of airframes with one certificate. Make it modular so the owner can pay over time. Solve the economics and you unlock a fleet. That's a systems thinking win, and it's the kind of thing I find genuinely exciting because it doesn't help a handful of new buyers. It drags the entire installed base of general aviation forward. The same airplane your instructor learned in, the same Cherokee that's been tied down at your field for 30 years, can now have solid-state attitude, electronic backup, ADS-B traffic and weather, and a path to a coupled autopilot. Without being scrapped, without a $250,000 new airplane. The honest timeline here is simple, because this isn't vaporware. The GI-275 is shipping today. It's been in airplanes for several years now. The model list keeps growing. This is not a promise about the future. It's a product you can buy and fly this month, which, after some of the eVTOL timelines I've broken down on this show, is a refreshing thing to be able to say. If you're weighing it, my honest take is this. Don't think of it as a gadget. Think of it as the first move in a plan. Sit down with a good avionics shop, look at your airplane, look at your mission, and ask not just what one display costs, but what the whole staged build looks like over 3 or 4 years. The pilots who are happiest with these systems are the ones who started with a map of where they wanted to end up and then bought the pieces in the right order. My information today came from Garmin's own published specifications and certification documents, and from the Federal Aviation Administration's records on the approved model list process that makes installs like this possible. You can find more of these breakdowns at radiohanger.com. Next time you slide into that old airplane and look at the round holes in the panel, look a little closer. Some of those gyros are about to become glass, and honestly, it's about time. This has been Cleared Direct. Fly smart, stay curious, and I'll see you next time.